You're listening to the Orange Leaders audio blog. As a leader, you're influencing the faith and character of the next generation, and we want to help. On our blog, we've collected the best strategies, tips, and ideas from leaders around the world. Now, they're right here as an audio podcast. So enjoy. Hi, I'm Greg, author of the book Skeeples and Loams. Welcome to the Orange Leaders audio blog. Today's episode is brought to you by Influencer, a new curriculum to help churches develop their student leaders. Each month, students receive episodes that will inspire them and help them develop integrity, grit, humility, excellence, and courage. Influencer is designed to be discussed with a mentor and a small group of other student leaders so you can fuel the next generation of leaders worth following. Learn more at influencer.co. That's INFLUNSR.CO. Today's idea comes to us from Tom Pounder, who shares an analogy of how college football recruitment is similar to recruiting the right kids to lead in your youth ministry. Several weeks ago was the NCAA College Football National Signing Day. This was the day that all the top and not-so-top high school football players had to sign their letter of intent to attend certain colleges. It's a huge day in the life of college football teams and their future players, as ESPNU dedicates a whole day of programming around it. If your team signs the right players, they have a great chance to be a top-tiered team. If not, there's a good chance they're going to be just an average, middle-of-the-road team. So what's the point of this, Tom? What does a college football signing day possibly have to do with youth ministry? Good question. For Tom, it raises the question, who are you signing into your program? Sure, your youth ministry group is very different from national college football programs, but there are some similarities. For instance, first, recruiting is key. Football coaches recruit and scout out younger players to attend their schools. As a youth minister, we can and should be recruiting younger students to be attending our youth program when they can. All recruitment begins with relationships. And just as football coaches build relationships with high school players and their families, we can begin relationships with our elementary age students and their families. Tom has blogged about it before, but the children's ministry program is our minor league, and we should be building relationships with them. Second, development is important. Just because they're good before they came to you doesn't mean they will stay good. High school football players come in with high expectations, but not all of them pan out. For various reasons, some of them end up being busts. In the same way, elementary school kids going into middle school and middle school students going into high school will succumb to the temptations of the world and fall far from Christ. That's why it's important for us youth ministers to make sure they know the truth of Christ and how to live for Him. We cannot just accept that because they were in the children's ministry that they understand God, the Bible, and Christ. We have to continue to develop them. Third, do your research before. Best on the field doesn't always mean best fits. Just because they excel on the football field doesn't mean they're great teammates. In the same way, students coming up to you may be a key kid in theory, but they may actually hurt your ministry more than help. That is why you need to do your research on the students. Take them out to lunch or somewhere to get to know them. As you hang with them early on, you'll be able to find out if they're a great fit or not for your ministry. Regardless, they're going to be coming up to your ministry, but if you get to know them, you will best be able to determine if they are a leader, follower, distractor, or some other kind of student for your program. These are three similarities between youth ministries and college football programs. Even though these are completely different in a lot of ways, the similarities are striking. The college football coaches who do these three things well year after year have great teams constantly. The same could be said about youth ministries. If we do our research, recruit well, and develop students, we will continue to have thriving student ministries throughout our time. I hope today's episode helps you lead well and empowers you to help your student leaders to do the same. If you'd like a better way to prepare and develop student leaders, get the tools you need to support the next generation of difference makers at influencer.co. That's INFLUNSR.CO. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Orange Leaders audio blog. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also find the audio blog on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. Subscribing is the easiest way to have fresh ideas delivered to you 5 times a week. Also, help us spread the word and support more leaders like you by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like more free resources to help you become an Orange Leader, such as audio trainings from Carrie Newhoff and Reggie Joyner, sign up to receive our emails at www.orangeleaders.com.